Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
It's football at 4 with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
I want to wish John Elway a healthy recovery from his shoulder surgery that I understand he had. What, yesterday? Tell you, John, you and I might not see eye to eye, but I feel you on this one. I feel you, pal. Sucks. Sucks getting old, dude. 52, 53, whatever. Had a bike accident. Did you hear about that, Al?
I'm 52 or 51.
Whatever. I think John's 58 now, isn't he?
You know what? That's too bad.
Actually, I don't know how old John is. Maybe he's not 58. I don't know how old he is. How old is John Elway? He's up there a little bit.
Bet he's a better quarterback
he's
right
58.
Now than
he is 58, huh?
Derek
just
Carr.
Turned 58 in June.
Well, it was his left shoulder. It wasn't his right shoulder that he had surgery on. That sucks, man. I feel you. I've been in that. Sometimes those bikes, man, and I've done a lot of. I've had every kind of like. Aside from just being flat out hit by a car, Al, I've been in almost every little bike tumble that you can imagine. I found out him and Matt like to take a spin, like right out the Broncos facility, go into Cherry Creek, almost the exact same ride that we used to do.
Oh, that's
back
a good
in the
ride.
Day.
That's
it's
a really
great
ride.
Ride, don't you think?
Oh, that's a nice ride.
Just
roll past. Do they go all the way downtown?
No, I think what they would probably do would be to go out the facility. Go down Potomac like we used to do, right?
Yeah.
And you
then
slide, you go right past
right
that
past,
Jimmy John's, that Neater's, I think what it is there. You slide down there, and then you go into Cherry Creek Reservoir. You know what I'm saying? And then you can spin.
D-Mac, I will tell you this.
Yeah?
I always try to get better.
Okay.
Yeah, he does. My man.
But, you know, he fell over, landed on his shoulder. I'm glad it wasn't anything more. Wow, it's pretty bad, though. Surgery. So I wish him the best. I really do wish him the best. I've done it. Sometimes you feel pretty stupid, Al, when you're a grown man. And you're wearing all the bike outfit stuff. And then you fall over. Feel like a real dope. Like, this was embarrassing.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's not the way I ride bikes.
You've never fallen over on your bike?
Not since I was 3.
I have on a really nice bike with all the gear and the toe clips and the whole thing. Just
good for you, bud.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you know, I think I may maybe once in the past. You know, when I'm trying to do willies, you're talking about stuff like that. What am I doing? Jumps? Well,
no.
I mean, what?
I mean, sometimes you just can't get your toe clips out. Has that never happened to you? Well, you've never had toe clips.
Shoes with that stuff. I'm a grown man, dude.
No, but that's what men use is the toe clips.
Yeah, but I mean, why would I do that?
Because it helps your pedal frequency.
I'm cool with pedaling like I pedal. I'm not that guy.
I used to have straps, and then I went to the toe clips, and it's a huge difference. Huge.
Well, you know, I'm never gonna have toe clips.
Well, it's good because it's embarrassing when you can't. I've been there, man. I haven't been able to snap out of them, and I just fall over. It's embarrassing as hell. I've just been lucky, and John didn't get so lucky. So, I mean, I'm kind of assuming that's what happened. If it was anything,
I have no idea. What
I mean,
you're
I hope
about.
He wasn't.
Well,
you're falling. You hurt your shoulder. I mean, you know, you have to do something. I hope he wasn't getting hit by a car or something.
John Elway is not that disintelligent.
If he got hit by a car, we would have known that. Anyways,
man.
I feel bad for him. He's going to be in
a that clip. John Elway is not that disintelligent.
I'd say about a year or two. It was on my watch.
I heard he's going to be in a sling for like 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. I seriously feel bad for him. That sucks. I'm having more sympathy for, you know, the surgery crew here.
Your first surgery, now you sympathize with everybody who has to go through surgery and rehab.
I almost kind of get Garrett Bowles a little bit.
What do you mean?
Like, it's kind of emotional. Going through the, you know, Garrett thought he was out twice. He was on that cart during the regular season. Then he was on the cart during camp this year. I mean, he thought, you know.
By the way, Garrett Bowles balled out of control last week. The offensive line had the lowest pressures of any team in the NFL last week. When I told you this offensive line is good, told you they were good.
Okay, we're gonna have easy, big fella.
It was good.
Week one, baby.
Oh, it was good.
Week one against a team that might win six games all year.
I doubt that. I think that's a good team that we beat.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Oh, that's a
good
team.
Not even close to a playoff team.
Well, not in their division right now. They can't win
their division. Their division's terrible.
Dude, they have the Rams.
Yeah, and then they got the Niners and the Cardinals. That's a bad division. They got the Rams.
They have the Rams.
They'll lose twice to the Rams. Rams might go like 13-3 this year.
Yeah, the Rams are a really good team.
Yeah. No, they're built to win. And they're not in a strong division. They're going to crush their division opponents this year.
How about, did you see the offensive performance of the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, not great. They got some problems there. Good. We play them. Play the Rams. We play that division. So
when do we play the Cardinals?
Cardinals on the short week after the Rams game.
Oh, October 18th. You know, I can call them, man. I tell you what, that game plan that we had against the Seattle Seahawks, almost 500 yards of offense, 146 yards of rushing, and Case Keenum didn't even take off with the football. Look, man, we're on to something right now. Hey, dude,
just
letting you know, we're on something.
Holy cow.
I was worried about that Seattle game.
I know. It was ridiculous. We should have won easier than we did.
I'm looking at the schedule now.
They're not a good team. You keep saying the Seahawks are a good team. They're not. They're not a good team. They are going to struggle to win six games this year.
Let's see. We should.
The
be...
Raiders may not win four games this year.
We should be at a
They're
bare
terrible.
Minimum.
Terrible.
One, two, three, four.
You got to calm down.
5 games before the Rams, we should be 5-0.
Oh, dude. Here is something else.
We should be 5-0.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that game against Baltimore in 2 weeks is just so easy.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, man,
Nathan Peterman, come on. It was the dumbest decision of any coach going into week one of the regular season. That was the dumbest decision.
By the way, first time coaches or new coaches, I should say, because I'm
0-7.
0-7. Patricia looked lost.
He looked so bad. They got dead dirty.
First time coaches are first. You know, Gruden's not a first time coach, but it's been a long time. They look clueless out there, man. Everything was happening way too fast. Hey, you want to hear, have a good laugh? Here's Gruden talking about the trade of Khalil Mack.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's a great player. And it's unfortunate we don't have him, but we feel we did the right thing for this football team, for the future of the Raiders, and for this building process. And I know we got to prove it, but so does he.
Yeah, man. It's all about the future for the Raiders, not about Sunday. Cecil Lammy was at Dove Valley all day. We'll join him next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
Cecil Lammy will be live at Famous Dave's tonight in the Cornerstar Shopping Center right there at Park and Arapaho. Alfred and I both were at Famous Dave's, but we kind of missed each other last week. I was leaving, and Alfred was coming in, but, you know, we're part of the Cecil Posse. Cecil Lammy, how are you, my friend?
I tell you what, Cecil, they got a nice menu there for you, too, man. All kinds of specials.
I know, and they got that 1043 special, so come on out, say what's up. It's fantasy football time, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and I love you guys stopping by. That was so much fun, and it's so much fun every week. To jump in, especially after all the action that we saw in week one, the good games, the stinkers, everything about it. Now everyone's rushing to the waiver wire to get Philip Lindsay. Mm-hmm. I love it because Philip Lindsay's a player that you can rely on every single week. These satellite backs, you know, James White, Chris Thompson with the Redskins, White with the Patriots, of course. These type of backs have plenty of value in today's NFL. And also there's a comparison I threw out today for Philip Lindsay that Pritch really loved. It was Warrick Dunn. Why can't this guy be like Warrick Dunn, who himself was, you know, 185-pound back, played for 12 years, had five seasons of 1,000 yards rushing. So Philip Lindsay, it's for real. It's not just a local story, and fantasy owners across the nation are scrambling.
I was I put in for Jared Cook, but I didn't get him because I was too successful in my fantasy. Other people picked him up, but I mean, aside from Jared Cook, I mean, you got Amari Cooper, but if you can't get open, you can't get open. I mean, how worried should the Broncos be about Jared Cook?
I think Jared Cook is too inconsistent to be tremendously worried about, but we know that their history of covering tight ends hasn't been great since Danny Trevathan was here. I mean, it's really been that long. So it is a concern, but we've seen this with Cook before, and we know he's got talent. Back when he was at college in South Carolina, Steve Spurrier called him, like, compared him to Calvin Johnson because he's a physical freak. He's never quite fully played up to his potential. I mean, Jared Cook should have been like the best tight end of the league, right up there with Rob Gronkowski, and he's not. Why? Consistency. So this week it is a concern, and I'm still looking at Jared Cook as a low-end tight end one for fantasy owners, which means you're probably starting him, especially if, you know, like me, I grabbed Trey Burton in our league for the fan, and Trey Burton didn't know anything. I wanted to go get Jared Cook, but I couldn't get that done. If you lost Greg Olsen, who's down with that foot injury, says he's going to get rest and then come back later in the year. Well, Jared Cook is a fine streaming tight end option. Just don't expect this on a week-to-week basis.
I want to know right now, which one are you more excited about this week? Playing the Raiders or the new news from Apple about all the new products? Because I am not excited about playing against the Raiders because everybody has made it feel like we should just own the Raiders, and I never like to feel like that.
No, and that's the exact opposite way of to feel, quite frankly. When you look at what that team did in the first half against the Rams compared to the second half against the Rams, there's quality talent there. And it's not just adding Martavis Bryant to the mix. I mean, Jordy Nelson can still get it done. Amari Cooper, as long as he doesn't drop too many passes, he's a great route runner. And this is a team that feels like their backs are even more against the wall because they were embarrassed. They were in it. And I talked to John Gruden today, and Gruden was like, yeah, second half, that's on me. That's bad play calling. That's bad coaching. That's on him. So, you know, to overlook this team or say they're a bunch of slappies and they're going to demolish them, I think Mike Evans called them pathetic. Like, their performance in the second half against the Rams was pathetic, but do we think the Broncos are the Rams? Because I don't, because the Rams are Super Bowl contenders, and the Broncos are, hey, maybe they can push for a playoff spot. That's a big difference. So Oakland's going to put up more of a fight. Still predicting the Broncos win, obviously. But Oakland can put up more of a fight than people are thinking.
What'd you learn out at Dove Valley today?
You know, the rivalry thing is just weird. Like, Case Keenum's like, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it. Like, no one's talked about Raiders week. It just doesn't mean anything anymore. And this is really bizarre coming on the heels of CU Nebraska. Well, we saw, okay, it meant something to CU. Nebraska kind of acted like it didn't mean
they did.
Much,
it meant something to them when they were walking out that stadium quiet.
Exactly, on Tom Osborne Field there in the Sea of Red.
And by the way, Cecil, why in the world would they put that Tom Osborne Field in red and white like that? That was just so bizarre.
Right, well, we see rivalry. That played since, what, 2010? You know, so that rivalry got rekindled. It has to be rekindled with the Raiders, but the Raiders actually have to put up a fight. So we'll see that. It's just funny that Shelby Harris, who played for the Raiders, said, hey, Raiders are a good organization, but in Denver, the expectation is to win. Like, the entire locker room, the expectation is to win. Demaryius Thomas talked about the rivalry. It's not really that much of a buzz or that much different in the locker room today just because it's quote-unquote Raiders week.
How's the health of everybody? How's everybody doing?
Yeah, VJ's fully healthy, fully strong. Nice. That's good news for the Denver Broncos.
Good.
That's something that, you know, you're trying to capture a window. The Broncos have an early season window. I think they can get off to a 3-1 start, which is kind of scary because they were 3-1 last year, and then we saw it fall apart after that. So it's about sustaining that success through the entire season. New direction, different Vance Joseph, a team that buys into their quarterback, and a quarterback that I think is comfortable. That's why we saw the three picks. Two bad decisions, one great play by McDougal, the defender, on the diving interception. But I think Case Keenum, you know, needs to settle down. Obviously, don't throw three picks a game, but the reason why he was challenging the defense a little bit more is because he has the freedom from Bill Musgrave, something that Pat Shurmur didn't really give him last year.
All right, good stuff, Cecil. See you tonight down at Famous Dave's.
My man, that's special. That special you got out there, Cecil.
Cecil special.
I mean, that thing is off the chain, man.
Get the Cecil special, man. It's awesome.
All right, thank you, Cecil Lammy.
Yeah, I was out there last weekend. I was like, I didn't know you get a sandwich, a fry, and a beverage.
Tell you what.
Of your liking.
Are you kidding me? All comes in one nice little Cecil package.
$10? Are you kidding me?
I just found out my wife has got plans, so.
I may stop by there tonight, too.
I'm driving right in. I'll get that Cecil special. Sit down there. Listen to Cecil pontificate about fantasy football.
You are my champion, D-Mac.
That is true. Undefeated in both my leagues. Nobody cares.
Nobody really cares.
When are we doing the shame game?
Really, 5:15.
5:15. Like shame game. Yeah.
I would like to let everybody know I'm 5-0 in all of my leagues, as well as
nobody
the top pick-em picker.
Either.
By the way, I got 11 right.
Yeah.
You guys
sexy.
Need to take some notes. Holler at me.
Hey, by the way, did you see the Apple release today, Big Sexy? Did you see it at all?
Well, you can't talk to me about the Apple release?
Did you see it, D-Mac? I know you're not really into the new stuff. You're usually a couple
seasons
behind.
I'm an LG guy. I'm not
behind.
An Apple Mac guy.
Yeah, why are you going to Big Sexy?
You're a couple of seasons behind.
I can only afford what I can afford there, big fella.
Well, I'm just saying.
What's
new? You bought a new phone in the year that they were releasing the brand new phone.
What are they releasing?
Which makes no sense.
What's the new gizmo?
Oh, they got EKG on the new watch.
So you can see how your heart's doing.
Yes.
That's cool.
I mean... You know.
That's going to save lives right there.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
I'm hyped about that.
What else?
I gave it a 10.
A 10.
10.
What,
10,
else,
10.
What else they got?
That's all I care about is my heart.
Okay. So you're going to buy the new watch?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm talking about a guy who had two heart surgeries. You don't want to know those things?
No, I do.
My cardiologist is going to encourage me to have one of those, too.
I think that's a really positive thing.
Yeah. But I'm excited. I mean, it's rate a week, but... You know, everybody's saying, oh, we're going to kill the Raiders. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I hate that. You know I hate that. But I'm going to say, okay, we're going to kill the Raiders. And now what happens?
Now we're going to kill the Raiders. I mean.
No matter what?
I don't know, man.
We should beat them.
Yeah.
They don't have any splash players on defense. They don't have any splash players.
Well, let's break it down. I know you've been looking into them. We'll take a quick break. Let's dive into the Raiders, see if there's anything there. That's next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
That's kind of cool. What's going on here? Sorry. New things on my computer. Very superstitious. You're welcome. Writings on the wall. Gotta breathe a little bit there, Big Sexy.
Very superstitious. Let us not fall.
Who doesn't love Stevie, man?
13-month-old baby.
Bump, bump. Stevie Wonder's here? Seriously, where?
He's gonna be doing the Grand Doozy Festival.
What's that?
This giant festival is taking place on a golf course.
It's an eating contest, right?
The Grand Doozy?
Yeah, Grand Doozy.
What? Where?
The Grand Doozy. You mean
it's a 3-day music festival. It's taking over Overland Golf Course, September 14th through the 16th.
In town?
Yeah, it's here.
Stevie Wonder's going to be playing like on the par 3.
Stevie's going to be there. You've got Kendrick Lamar, Florence and the Machine.
What?
What?
Miguel
on
Bishop
a golf
Riggs,
course.
Sturgill
Miguel's going to be there.
Oh yeah, you've got it's
That's
a huge.
My guy, man.
It's huge.
Oh.
I like Miguel.
Kendrick, Miguel, Ty Dolla $ign, Big what? Crit.
Who?
Dude, your microphone is making some weird sounds. It's just like rumbling around there.
No, it's maybe because it's hitting my shirt. Like
that, and it's probably about ready to fall.
No, it's going to fall, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Can you hear Al's mic just kind of wobbling?
Oh, it sounds like
That's your mic.
I thought that was JT the Brick.
No, that's you. Oh, it's caller. Oh, hi, Ryan. You're on the fan. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
What's up?
I just wanted to talk about that stud Philip Lindsay and that bum Devontae Booker.
Just chill out on Devontae Booker.
Can't
don't worry.
That, no, we can't. Do
he's
that.
He's never did anything to you.
I'm sorry.
I mean, like, who cares?
It's the third down back thing that I just don't get.
Don't worry about it, man. Devontae Booker had two carries. It's all right.
But he got 19 plays of offense.
Okay.
Well, the play that I was frustrated about was, it was in the fourth quarter. I think it was a third and six.
Right.
When Keenum was scrambling, and he dished it off to Booker, and he had wide open field, and he just ran into the closest guy to find. And I was just thinking, why don't we have Lindsay in there? You know, he definitely picks up the first down there.
Don't worry about it. He's going to play. Hey, Ryan, good news for you. Phil Lindsay's going to play a lot. So is Royce Freeman. Don't even worry about it.
And on the play, the what you missed there is that he missed the blitz pickup. And that's the reason that Case was stepping up into the pocket. And he did release the football to Booker, who missed the block and couldn't make the guy miss. Like you said, I mean, he had clear lane outside, but he cut it back in.
There's just no reason to pile up on Devontae Booker. He's barely going to play this year.
There's no reason.
Don't worry about it.
Because the Broncos did the right thing by playing the best players.
Yeah. And if Booker really, really stinks, they'll pick up Williams from the practice squad and he'll play. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Running game's good. Got that figured out.
You got to have some elusive guys that touch the football, man. When we look at
much better than last year.
Emmanuel Sanders, really elusive. Philip Lindsay, really elusive. And I think those are our two most elusive players with the football is Philip Lindsay and Emmanuel Sanders. We need more guys like that. And the strength of Royce Freeman running the football last weekend was evident and clear. And he's got to do a better job in his first game. He wasn't clear on all of his reads. He made some good runs, but there were a few yards that he left out there, maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 or 20 yards that he left out there on the field because he just ran the play as call rather than running with his eyes.
People on the text line are really into me singing. I'm surprised because I'm not a very good singer, but boy, it's all these requests for me to sing more.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, listen to this one. Mac, dear God, please don't sing.
Oh,
D-Mac.
He loves you.
Another one. Dear God, please don't. Oh, that's the same guy. All right. Patriots had a kick returner or punt returner who dropped the ball and they cut him today. Is that right?
That dude don't play, man.
That's pretty funny.
That dude
who
doesn't
was it?
Play.
Do we know that for a fact? I mean, why are you having a rookie back there catching the ball, Belichick?
I mean,
did they really cut Kenny Britt? Oh, was Kenny Britt's a veteran.
I don't think he was a punt returner, though, was he?
I don't know.
No, it was Riley McCarron.
Oh.
He was cut, too?
So they're looking at signing Kenyon Barner.
Hold on.
He's expected to take the punt returner role, which was vacated when the team waived Riley McCarron.
And did Riley McCarron screw up a punt this past Sunday?
Yes.
I mean, that's what the texters are saying. Yes? There you go, Patriots. But why are you putting some guy named Riley McCarron back there to return a punt, Belichick?
Because you don't know everybody's name that's going to make your team.
Exactly. Why were the Broncos putting Jordan Taylor back there to receive punts?
You didn't know
year.
Jordan Taylor.
Because
nobody else knew him but us.
Okay. Well, all right, fine, whatever.
Yeah, so Riley McCarron is out of here.
You know what I loved when, like, I would never have Pac-Man Jones on this team for other reasons. And by the way, I'm seeing the whole, like, Pac-Man Jones is a great guy sort of articles out there, which is just mind-boggling to me that you can really, whatever. Like, he's not a great guy. He hasn't been a great guy. And I would never have him on my team in a million years. But that being said, if I'm just looking for football reasons, the guy's going to catch the ball or he's going to let the ball bounce and roll. And that's all you need. That is all you need. It's all you need. The thing that I was the most impressed by the Broncos, Al, is they just played smart. I didn't see dumb penalties. What? I mean, one dumb penalty, I guess.
What's the Thursday night game this week?
You play smart, you're going to win. You
Bengals,
play smart,
Ravens.
You keep it close, you're going to win more games than you're going to lose.
See, this is what I know about
you
football.
You play stupid, you're going to make. You're going to give things away.
This is what I know about pro football. You start playing your game as soon as the Thursday night game starts.
I don't know what that means.
You know what happens on Thursday night? Mistakes, great plays, routine plays. But every NFL player starts getting their preparation and their reminders about what they're supposed to do Thursday night. So when there's a game between the Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals, yeah, everybody on the team will be checking that out because they are too football fans and they have friends that play on other teams. And so when I get, you know, when I'm getting ready for a game like the one that we face with the Raiders, I'd like to know who's playing on Thursday night because you have a big matchup where the Baltimore Ravens blew out the Buffalo Bills, and you have the Cincinnati Bengals who squeaked one out and ended up, you know, winning big against the Indianapolis Colts. But who are those two teams? Who are those two teams? I think that the Baltimore Ravens are world beaters, right? Do you?
Yes.
Okay. And I think the Cincinnati Bengals are about a 800, let's call it about a 500 team, 8-8.
I don't know enough about them yet, but okay. I'll agree with you.
Just to make sure that we're focused, the world beaters, if they get beat by the team that everybody doesn't know much about, bring you back into focus.
I don't know, man. It's the first 2 weeks. I can't take anything that serious in the first 2 weeks.
I can't.
I learned my lesson after last year.
Well, I mean, what happened last year is that we changed our game plan in week 5.
Yeah, anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive coaches got ahead of themselves because they tried to ask a guy to do something that he's never done in his life.
I think the truth for the Broncos, though, is pretty positive in September. And, you know, you saw, are the Chiefs really that good?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't say they were. You said the Chargers were the number one team.
I said the Chargers would be the number one team, but Patrick Mahomes, no joke, buddy.
What? You're singing a different tune?
No joke.
You're singing a different tune than you were before.
I was because, I had forgot about the creativity of Andy Reid for a moment.
Uh-huh.
For a moment, I forgot how easily he gets the balls in the hand of his playmakers.
Everybody thinks the Rams game is going to be fun, but let's face it, it's a non-conference game. That Chiefs game is going to be, that's going to tell everything. That's going to tell everything. Week 4. So, yeah, maybe we are getting a little ahead of ourselves.
What do you mean? Wait a minute. Week 4, so you think that it's an automatic loss at the Ravens?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Because I do.
You know why? Because I saw the Pittsburgh Steelers tie the Cleveland Browns.
There are
no automatic wins in this league, bruh.
Okay. What do you want me to use besides automatic?
Is it going to be a tough game? Yeah, that's going to be a is this going to be a tough game against the Raiders?
No.
We should pull away in the fourth quarter?
Yeah. Yeah, it might be close at halftime, kind of like the Rams game, but their age and the altitude and everything will kick in. Broncos will just, and then, you know, as soon as you get some sort of,
I can't argue with you right
now. As soon as you get some sort of lead, look what Von did. I mean,
I can't argue with you.
What exactly is going to stop Von Miller this year?
I went back and watched Bradley Chubb, balled out of control.
Nice.
Had a nice game. Had a nice, no numbers. Now, his numbers weren't good, but he balled out of control. Something that I didn't see initially watching the game. But when you go back and you have a chance to review guys and their pass rush.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do that next.
Yeah, surprise me.
All right. We'll get there. Hang on.
It's The Drive with Big Alan D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Time to play the game.
Raiders coming to town. Here's Case Keenum about being on John Gruden's quarterback camp.
It was a lot of fun, man. He is literally a grinder. I was back in his studio or his office where literally it looks like a TV set with all the film behind it, but that's actual film that he stays in there and watches. I'm pretty sure he had watched every rep I'd ever played in college, found some obscure tape from I don't know where he found. So it was a lot of fun. I got a lot of good feedback and enjoyed it.
That's cool.
Yeah, they have video now, so you don't need all of those antiquated tapes anymore. There's actual video, and all you have to do is stream it. So I don't know. It's just for I guess it's like the guy who's a lawyer who has all the law books behind him. No, you're just gonna go online and research what you need to research. But this is Case Keenum with John Gruden.
Yellow, wide banana. Go ahead, Big Sexy.
Does the draft really matter? I bet you a Coke. All right? I bet you an FFCA visor. You can't name the top three picks in the draft 2 years ago.
Oh, my God. This guy.
I think we went through it. I know Bradford, because he was a quarterback, but...
You can't name him.
I can't.
That's my point. Is the draft really matter?
What is your point?
Does it really matter? At the end of the day, at the end of your career, at the end of time, does it really matter?
Yeah.
All it takes is one coach that believes in you. Make a note here. Just be ready. Just be ready.
Oh, my God.
Just be ready, because you will get your chance. You like this stuff, don't you?
No.
You're going to be all right, Keenum. You just keep competing. You just keep working. Somebody's going to take you. Somebody's not. Somebody's going to be sorry.
What a nut. How did those guys sit in that room with that Gruden guy and just deal with that? Yeah, it does make a difference, dude. Like money, a lot of it, by the way. Case Keenum, I don't even know what to say. It's so dumb. And everybody's just forced to sit there in front of John Gruden and sort of smile and laugh awkwardly, as you heard Case trying to get along with him.
He's basically telling Case Keenum, you're not going to get drafted high.
Right.
As a matter of fact, he didn't get drafted. So...
Yeah, it does matter, actually.
Yeah, it really matters.
To guys. It matters forever, for their entire lives.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, it does.
It doesn't matter. Just somebody's going to take you, and some people are not going to take you. And I got 10,000 boxes of tapes that I don't really watch up here. And I rented out a warehouse, and we put TV cameras in here. And I'm just going to talk to you condescendingly, because I'm John Gruden. Yeah, you want an FCA hat? Fired Football Coaches of America. The FFCA cap. Fired football coaches. I'm a fired football coach.
Here's a quick
God.
Here's a quick look at John Gruden as a head coach.
Yeah, let's go through it.
Oakland. He was 8-8 in 1998.
Terrific.
Championship. Then in 1999, he was 8-8. And
wow.
Then,
impressive.
He was 12-4.
Well, that's pretty good.
10-6. Traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
A coach traded.
12-4.
And he won a Super Bowl off Tony Dungy's work.
Yep. And then 7-9. Then 5-11.
Right.
Oh, turned it around. 11-5. Fitzpatrick. Up, but then back to... 4-12, 9-7. He did make it to the playoffs that year.
Yeah.
But the next year, he was 9-7. And to start off this year, he's 0-1.
So is he under 500 or?
He is a 500. He's 537 in 12 years. With the Raiders, he was 509. With the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 7 years, he won basically 50% of the games.
He's a mediocre coach.
And in Oakland in 5 years, he won 58% of his games.
Yeah, whatever.
He's overall 95-82. 9-5 in the playoffs. I'm sorry, 5-4 in the playoffs.
Okay. No, I'm finna say.
Don't worry about it. He's John Gruden. Look at me. I'm Chucky.
I mean, when you're young, he got the job when he was 35. But he got out-coached by a guy that's, 32 years old now?
I show up at work at 3:41 a.m. every day. I just sit there and I do some cleaning. Run the vacuum cleaner, get out some wood stain every day. Just tidy up around the place, take care of some trash cans. I'm John Gruden.
Like Sean McVay. Sean McVay, the guy who was the head coach of the Rams, is 32 years old.
Yeah, that guy
is calling plays like nobody's business.
He's got a deep football history.
Listen, man. What's crazy is that he was one of the assistants to Gruden when Gruden was in Tampa. So here he is at 32 years old, head coach of the Rams, offensive play caller, and made the Raiders defense look weak.
On Tuesdays at 4:35, I take care of the recycling.
Why is John Gruden getting to work so early, D-Mac?
I got to stock the healthy vending machine.
You got to be kidding me.
We got healthy.
303-713-1043.
What's Gruden doing there so early?
Text us why Gruden gets in so early to work. We need some material. We know we have the best texters in the world. 303-713-1043. Reasons why John Gruden gets to work so early.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what are you going to do? I'll work somebody. I mean, really, it's about game day management.
What are you doing?
It's about game day management. Did anybody talk about what time Bill Musgrave got to work today?
I check out the burned out light bulbs.
Look, man.
Oh, got two over here.
Okay, go ahead.
Gotta get the ladder.
Is he making sure he's not out of milk and eggs?
Milk and eggs. Gotta make sure all the sweetener. I got the whites, and then I got the yellows, and then the purple packs. That's I got all this. Everything's in a row.
Separating straw sizes.
That's right. I hear something so ridiculous. I get to work at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, it's the dumbest thing. How stupid are you?
Yeah. What you've done is just you have incentivized every coach out there to live an unhealthy life. I mean, come on, man. That you don't need to get there at that time to be a really good cook.
It's the dumbest thing. Like, I want to hear about the guy who gets there at 9 and gets things done.
Or, you know,
start a meeting at 8 o'clock if you want. I mean, goodness gracious.
Oh, but all this talk about him getting there at 2:30 in the off season and 3 o'clock legendary work habit.
What are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing?
All he's doing is confusing himself, talking himself out of calling a good game. Coaches, when they get that much time, they do is talk themselves out of calling a good game.
We work in an office. We know who's here at 3:30 in the morning. It's the people that are cleaning up. And they work hard, and they deserve proper pay. And Scott DeHuff doesn't get here at 3:30 in the morning, does he?
He gets here like 5.
No, he does not. What time does the zoo open?
Oh, my goodness. Duff.
Does the Huff have a lifetime pass to the zoo? Everything I see with social media is the Huff's at the zoo.
There's a season pass.
He must have one. I mean,
yes, there's a season
pass.
He's
got to have one. Anyways, John Gruden. The shame game. We got to do that coming up.
No, we don't.
We don't have to. I don't know. What are the rules for this thing, Big Sexy?
There are no rules. I mean, we don't have to do it.
All right. It's fine by me.
Got it coming up about 5:15.
Got to feed my gerbil named Nibbles. That's on the text line.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead. Read them.
Got to rewind my tapes.
He's got to rewind all of his tapes.
Got to make sure my haircut looks the same as my boss.
I have to get my old videos back to Blockbuster.
John Gruden. All right, here's Mark Schlereth. What's Mark talking about? He's talking about the Raiders. Let's hear it.
It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
People, let's break it down. Let's look at this Oakland Raider opponent that the Broncos are facing. And obviously, they got worked over in the second half of their game Monday night and lost a game to the Rams that really, for the most part, wasn't even close, especially in that second half. But I will tell you this. Offensive line-wise, they're pretty outstanding. They got out of a rhythm. They did not run the football. They tried to throw it out to the receivers. Amari Cooper finished the game with only one catch. So I will tell you, offensively, they shot themselves in the foot on a bunch of different occasions with a bunch of false start penalties and some holding calls that really killed drives. So I think they're going to show better than they showed in Monday night on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, this is a team that gave up over 100 yards to Todd Gurley on 20 carries. He had over 5 yards a carry. And all the Rams did was they ran weak zone and strong side gap. They ran two plays the entirety of the whole game. And the Raiders just kept giving up 4 yards, 6 yards, 8 yards chunk on a constant basis. So I think this plays pretty well into the Broncos' hands because I believe they can get the job done outside on the wide receivers the Oakland Raiders are going to present to them. And I think certainly they'll be able to run the ball and open up their play-action passing game, which is exactly what the Rams were able to take advantage of. I like the Broncos in this matchup, no question. After watching the Raiders film, I just think the Broncos are a better football team on both sides of the ball, and frankly, can't wait for Sunday when they get their cleats on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans tomorrow morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.